Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, your mom.
And we are going to be covering The Good Place, Season 4, Episode 9, The Answer.
There's an answer.
Okay. And Season 4, Episode 10, You've Changed, Man.
Yeah, you've changed, man. So we have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing for this show. That much in the last episode.
No, I don't think we did.
But there will be cursing. We've got a warning just in case something happens. And there'll be spoilers again. You know, if you're just skipping to the end and you want the answer to what's going on in The Good Place, do not start here. You need to actually watch the show because it won't make any sense to you. And we are having wine to drink.
Yeah.
Cabernet Franc, which is always a favorite as a varietal.
Well, we like Cabernet anyway.
Yeah, definitely. And Cabernet Franc is, you know, they usually describe it as a blending grape, but I just like, you know, Cabernet Franc dominated things. Super tasty. All right, so let's get started.
Season 4, Episode 9, The Answer. The judge is still going one by one through the Janets looking for the remote to end the world. Michael is about to wake up Chidi, but has to be careful with the sequence of memories. Jason offers Eleanor a drink. Did you write down what was in the drink?
I did. So, and I wanted to do this as the drink, but we already had wine. And so
we were not going to make this drink.
Yeah. So what it is Duval Ditchwater, Duval being the county in which Jacksonville is found. And it contains Midori, Coffee Mate, and Ditchwater.
Absolutely not.
We were bright green, a horrible thing. Oh,
it looks radioactive.
It does. It's hilarious.
And then he starts spilling the drink, and time is frozen as Michael is giving Chidi his memories back. And so this is kind of like, this is mostly a flashback episode for Chidi, but we also we randomly cut back because this did have commercials to remind you that this is happening like moments before he wakes up. So we still see like brief things of slow motion, the drink spilling, and Michael's about to snap his fingers to wake him up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we go back and we see Chidi is born and decisive because his parents are, he's crying. He's literally just born. And his parents are like, Chidi, unless you don't like that name, we could give you another name. And then he starts crying and they're like, oh, he has a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Hysterical. When he's a bit older, about 7 or 8, his parents are fighting while he reads some books about divorce and gives them a lecture about why they shouldn't get divorced, and it seems to have worked. Chidi that now thinks, and he tells his friend this at school, his childhood friend that he's known forever, that he thinks he can find the answer to literally everything.
Right, because he believes that he found the answer to, you know, why his parents shouldn't get divorced and that they agreed that that is the definitive answer, like across the board, I guess.
Yeah, and it starts his overthinking thing. Flash forward to his parents meeting his girlfriend, talking about the divorce lecture being the reason he got into philosophy. His girlfriend, while they're cleaning up, wants to break up with him. And he tries to solve the problem with books, but it clearly doesn't work.
Well, right. So part of what happens is she's clearly also highly intellectual, and she's arguing at the dinner table that, you know, physics answers bigger questions than philosophy. And she's like, oh, should I now take up physics? I mean, he's just... But he's overly logical with the girl. And she's like, do you have any emotion at all? And he's going to go, like, you know, get some books to solve the problem. And she's like, that's it. I'm done.
Chidi then the next morning talks to a professor about his dissertation, the 3,000-page one, which is awful. And the professor wants it to be more focused and emotional. But Chidi says, I will write you a short paper about why I should be writing this paper the way it is right now. And the professor is like, no.
You need to have emotion. And he kicks him out.
So Chidi
is wearing the red boots.
Which is hilarious. The red boots from like his first flashback in season one that his friend peer pressured him into. He said he liked them, and then his friend got him some, and he obliged to wear them. Oh. Chidi talks to his friend about the situation with his dissertation and his girlfriend, and his friend says that not everything has an answer, and you just need to get over it.
And he's like, no, I want a soulmate. And, you know, I want to at least have a soulmate in the afterlife.
We see his death again, his first and his first round of the afterlife. He is introduced to Janna, and he's like, do you like just say every like answer to anything I say, even no matter how small or big? And she's like, yes. And he's like, we're gonna get along great. Michael tells him about soulmates because he asks about it, and he introduces him to Eleanor. We flash to Janna and Jason's wedding, which was late season one, after he was rejected by Eleanor, who changed her feelings, that whole thing. Chidi asks Jason how he was able to make this big decision to marry Janet, and Jason says, well, you just go for it without instead of being frozen in fear.
Well, what he says, and this is very true from Jason's life experience too, is like, where I'm from, if you see something that's dope, you got to lock it down right then. You can't wait because you could die tomorrow kind of thing. I mean, it's very much a take the good stuff while you can mentality.
Then we see some of his other soulmates that he was given throughout these reboots, and
Always to honey.
one of them's Tahani every time. It's so funny. And then we see that during one of the reboots, they're at a soulmate game night, and his soulmate,
Soulmate is like this goth chick.
really goth and really like Satanist,
Yeah, she's in,
like.
she has ravens that she likes better than him.
And she says, she was like, who brings a knife to game night? And then she says, the prepared. And honestly, the way some of my game nights with my friends go, yeah.
So Natalie's going to do that at her next game night.
No, I'm
You're all
not
should
doing it.
play.
No, I'm not.
So yeah, but her name is Esmeralda.
They're
And
clearly
she gets a
mismatched.
clue. This is so funny. So they're playing like Pictionary or something, and her
No,
clue,
charades.
charades, and her clue, she does all of these weird prompts for her clue involving blood and other
Death,
stuff. And it's
birthday
birthday party.
party.
She's like, oh, birthday parties are so beneath me kind of thing.
That's very funny.
So Tahani, because Esmeralda then goes off in a huff, Tahani pairs Chidi with Eleanor. And Eleanor is talking to Chidi about it. I'm sorry.
Chidi asks how Tahani is able to take charge of a room, and he's just in awe of that. And she says it just comes from learning from failure. And she's like, I just don't know how to fail. Like, I don't, I feel like I just want to avoid failure so much that it just doesn't, that
Yeah,
doesn't
he
work for
doesn't do
me.
anything. Yeah.
Eleanor then approaches Chidi about learning ethics that same night. And then we flash to Eleanor and Chidi after a late ethics class, and she kisses him. Chidi says that he has to find an answer to make his relationship with his like
His
bird
soulmate.
obsessed soulmate
She has a
work.
nest that she hangs out with her ravens in.
And Eleanor says that she wishes that she, and he even mentions the whole like lecture thing that he did for his parents. And she's like, I kind of wish that young Chidi could have just been a kid rather than have the weight of the world on his shoulders. Then we flash to Eleanor and Chidi through different timelines, fighting, learning, loving each other. It's adorable. We see them confessing their love on Earth, or her on Earth, and then him and Janet's void. And also we have to see them saying goodbye before Chidi's reboot again, and that kills me. Chidi, after he says goodbye to Eleanor, is talking to Michael beforehand and asks him if soulmates are real, and Michael says, I don't know, but he also knew that Chidi wanted answers, and that's why he added the soulmate aspect.
And he's like, if anything, if I know anything, soulmates are made.
Not found.
Not
And I
found.
think that's definitely true. And like his parents, like they went through a rough patch, but it was not just the lecture that got them back together. There was already a foundation there that,
Well, and they went to counseling, which
yeah, they
she
went to,
didn't know.
yeah, exactly.
So,
Chidi says that life isn't a puzzle you can solve one time. You wake up each day and you try to solve it a different way each time. And that's really profound.
And so he writes a note and he gives it to Janet and, just like Eleanor did, like, hold on to this for me,
Yeah, it's
and give it
he
to
learned it
her
from
eyes.
Eleanor.
So he, when he wakes up, with all of his memories intact, he asks Janet for the note. And Eleanor's like, well, if you have a note, you already know what's on it. And he's like, yeah, but I don't want to read it.
Janet says that, but because she already knows what's on it. But she's like, I just want to look at it again. And he opens it and it says, there is no answer. But Eleanor is the answer. And that's the sweetest
is
shit
so
I have ever
sweet.
heard.
It's
Oh my
adorable.
God, I had forgotten that. And
I
so
have
when that
too.
happened, I saw there is no answer. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And then
Yeah.
he folds it back down. It's like a trifold. He folds it up, unfolds it, and it says,
It's like,
but
but
Eleanor
Eleanor
is
is
the
the
answer. And
answer.
I'm just like, ah.
And they kiss it, it's so
They
sweet.
don't kiss in this
No.
episode.
They should.
They should.
They should. What were your best parts?
Chidi, obviously.
Yeah.
Jason, what the fuck is that drink?
Yeah.
Eleanor, seeing the like flashbacks of Eleanor and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Michael,
Yeah.
that talk before he gets rebooted is very sweet, and I like them being honest with each other. All of those like kind of profound Michael talks, I really
Like he's being
enjoy.
a dad.
Yeah, I love that. And for example, like the beginning of this season when he has that talk with Eleanor about failure and learning from it and all that stuff, I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
And it's very similar to that. Janet.
Yeah.
I love Janet saying goodbye to Chi. She gives him like a kiss on the cheek and is just like, I'm gonna keep this safe for you. And then
Yeah.
when he asks for it back, she's like, you already know what's on here. And he's just like, yeah, but I want to see it. And
Yeah.
it's very sweet.
That's cute.
So yeah,
Yeah, I
that's
mean, I
my
really
best
only
parts.
wrote down Eleanor and Chidi because I feel like this is very much focused on them and you know the concept of soulmates, and I'm going to go on a little tangent here.
Okay.
The concept of soulmates, to my way of thinking, is that you are people that can make each other's souls better. In other words, you can improve each other. And finding somebody that can do that for you, that in a way that doesn't make you feel bad or demeaned or you know like
Like a chore.
yeah I mean and it doesn't feel like a chore that you're doing it with them either and you know all people communicate differently, finding a way to communicate with each other, that is work. It's absolutely work, and that's what they
Well, it's like
mean.
Bridgerton. Sorry to bring up Bridgerton, but like in the first season, the last episode of the first season, Violet saying, "You wake up and choose love every day.
Yeah.
You that's it is a choice. It is not something that just comes naturally. I
Right.
mean, sure, you can naturally develop feelings, but you have to choose it every day, and it is
Because
work.
you can make a
But it's
choice.
proof that is worth it."
Right. Yeah. But you can make a choice like, fuck it, it's too hard.
Right.
Right. And a lot of people do. And that's just so sad. And I think, you know, some, well,
Don't go down that rabbit
I
hole.
worry. That's all I have to say. What were your worst
I
parts?
didn't write any
I
down.
didn't either.
I
I
don't know if
didn't
there is a
either.
worst part.
I don't think there is, but what grade did you give this episode?
A minus. Even though I didn't have any worst parts, there wasn't a lot that progressed the plot in this episode.
Right.
And I think that's the only reason why. Like, it is. I love Chidi, and
Me
this is
too.
why it's like given this good of a grade. If this, you know what it kind of reminds me of? The format is very similar to the Janet and Michael episode in season one.
Yeah, it's a good episode.
Or no, season two. But yeah, it's just kind of like it's a good episode. It's mostly flashbacks, and you're just establishing a couple, or not a couple, a relationship,
Yeah.
and characters and such, but overall, does it really move the plot forward, especially in this is like episode 9 of 13 in the final season,
Yeah.
and we're doing this, and I'm like, could have done it another time.
Yeah, but the answer being Eleanor is
That's very
sweet.
sweet. I
It's
love
sweet.
that. And I do
And
think the timing is fine. It's just it that's the only reason why.
I do think you know, this series, and I guess we'll talk about it, you know, they have some interesting timing things. All right. So
Episode 10, season 4. You've changed, man. The
you
judge is looking
change,
through a
man.
neutral Janet void while good Janet tries to convince her not to erase the human race. They can't keep away forever, and they're concerned for that. Eleanor checks with.
I will add that the judge talks about how she's been binging Justified, which is a show that I've watched parts of,
I've never
and I've
seen it.
not seen the entirety of it. But she's apparently got a big crush on the lead actor, which is Timothy Olyphant.
Okay. Yeah. Eleanor texts with Chidi about them and it's like, hey, how are we doing? Because I had to kind of torture you for a year and I want to check in on us. And He tells her that he loves her, and she's just like, he's like, "And you love me?" And she's like, "Yeah, I love you." And then he's just like, "Great, then we're good." And he seems oddly sure and confident. And she's like, "This is really weird, but I'm into
Turn
it.
off it. Do we need to go
Do we
another
need
room?
to go away to a different room?" And then she's like, "No, we have stuff to do." So he seems.
So he's asking for stuff. He's like, I need a chalkboard and warm pretzels because if we're going out, I'm going out with warm a belly full of warm pretzels.
Yum yum. Michael asks if they could come up with a good reason not to cancel Earth, and Jason tries and then does not succeed. They need to find a compromise with the bad place over a new point system, because otherwise the judge won't rule in their favor. So it has to, the good place is e easy enough to like convince. The bad places are going to be the hard people to convince, especially Sean. So they talk about how cruel the punishment is, in the punishment doesn't fit the crime necessarily
Right,
for
so
this
the
case.
punishment is excessive for some of the sins that are involved,
She
basically.
and Eleanor's like, "Yeah, it's all about justice and what's like right." And then Chidi kisses her because her
He's
getting
like,
philosophical is hot.
yeah, talking about justice, that's hot.
Oh my God, I love
They're
them.
so cute.
Janet and the judge are ba a bad Janet with a poster for Pirates 12, Pirates of the
Yeah,
Caribbean
it's
12.
hilarious.
I absolutely
Oh,
love this
did you
ongoing.
skip Disco Janet?
No, I didn't. That's
Okay, I'm
later.
sorry. Go ahead.
But what's so funny about that, I just love that in season two, when they went to the bad place, there was a poster for Pirates of the Caribbean, like 8 or
Yeah.
something. And Janet's
Pirates of the Caribbean 12.
void, it's Pirates of the Caribbean 12.
But they also have like an actual dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Bad Janet, they discover like the judge goes to a computer and like it's all these bad logins and stuff like that, and finally she's able to get around it, and it's like number of world-ending devices is zero, and so she comes out, the judge comes out to marbleize Bad Janet, and Bad Janet cries and farts at the same time.
Yeah, Michael thinks that they need to make the medium place an option, because that's something that Eleanor had brought up in season one. And they ask the Good Place Committee, and they immediately agree.
Oh, you skipped a part where Jason is saying that Chidi should hook up with the judge because we call that a Jacksonville plea offer.
I did miss that. That's very funny.
Yeah.
They now have to convince Sean, and he doesn't agree, obviously. The bad place would be empty. But they're like, the bad place is going to be emptied as well if the world is reset and no one would be tortured for billions of years. He's just like, well, I don't care. The judge and Janet are now in Disco Janet's void.
And it's so glittery.
No, it's literally just like the John Travolta disco
Yeah, and
dance floor.
they're dancing. It's very funny. And Janet is trying to distract the judge with more dancing. No, you're just dancing. And the judge is like,
They're
what
dancing to Ring
was I
My
doing?
Bell.
You can ring my bell. Ring my bell.
Yep, that's the
Yeah.
song. And Eleanor then offers Sean that he could torture the four humans and Michael if he lets them implement the plan, but Sean still says no.
Well, and Sean had pointed out before that part of the reason he won't agree to anything is that he wants more than anything for Michael to lose.
Yeah, Michael says they need to focus on improving the situation instead of compromising with the bad place. So they're down to the last Janet, but they want to present the plan so the humans go into the void to pitch their plan.
And Timothy
It's good
Oliphant is
Janet's
there.
void.
Yeah, yes. And Timothy Oliphant is there just to assist.
And to make the judge stay.
Yes.
They say that you live your life normally, and when you go to the afterlife with a you go to the afterlife with like a baseline, and the beginning of the afterlife is essentially like a test. And depending on how high or low your baseline is, it dictates how hard or easy your test is. The
Right.
more points that you accrue on Earth, the easier your test is to pass. If the harder, it's the opposite, obviously. So to see, it will be done by a good place and a bad place architect.
They get to
So
create these
they'll create
specialized
the de
plans.
different tests. The test could be anything and presented with challenges, and you are given an evaluation, and you have to repeat the experiment but the vague memory of past versions to learn until you ace it.
Right, so you get to remember what you did well or badly, more or less.
This,
Like you have this kind of voice in your head.
this will allow people to improve, make different decisions, while also be kind of being tortured by the bad place people, and so they don't mind. And if they have to make it extra hard, that's even more fun for them. And so the bad place people will do what they did in the fake neighborhood to torture them.
But Sean will not agree to this.
Yeah. And the judge still plans to erase the earth. Michael goes to Sean and says, Sean won, and he won't see him for a billion years, and he won't fight back. Sean has had fun fighting Michael and doesn't want it to end.
Right, Sean's trying to give like his big long evil speech, but he's upset because Michael's not bothered by it. It's like,
Yeah.
okay, you won.
Michael says that this system sucks and they should, and even Sean knows that he had to do Evil Con or whatever in the bad place.
Demon Con.
Demon Con, right? Sorry. And he has to come, they have to come up with new ways to torture people all the time, which isn't as fun as it seems after like billions of years. And so, yeah, but they should find a new way together. So they tell the judge that about Sean agreeing to the proposal, and but they don't really know where to start.
So Chidi is, and so they turn to Chidi, and she's like, I don't know, I'm
I'm
just
just
the
the
idea
ideas
guy.
guy.
So, what were your best parts of this episode?
Eleanor, Chidi, adorable.
Yes.
Michael, I like his talk with Sean. Jason is hilarious as always. Janet
Yeah.
trying to convince them. Disco Janet.
I love the concept of Disco Janet.
It's
It's just
so
so
funny. It's
good.
so dumb. I love it.
It's so silly.
And yeah, those were my best parts. And also Pirates of the Caribbean 12. That's so
Dumpster fires,
dumb.
all of it. So yeah, Chidi, Michael, and Janet were what I wrote down, but obviously, there were other good things in this. What were your worst parts?
Sean and the Good Place Committee.
Oh, the Good Place Committee, just I really find.
They're like willing to compromise on literally everything, and they're just like, we'll let you take
Yeah,
anything.
I mean, that's happiness pump. That is just like the thing that was rejected as being a good thing earlier in the season. And I'm kind of like, why? Why? So what grade did you give this episode?
B.
I gave it a B plus, and I'm not
I
sure.
think it might be a B plus,
Yeah,
maybe.
it's a good episode. I mean, I do.
Disco Janet really got it over the top.
Oh,
I
yeah.
loved like the judge just dancing and singing along to Ring My Bell is very funny.
Yeah.
And Janet being like, oh, I think the judge is like, what was I doing before? And then Janet's like, dancing.
Yeah, of course you're just dancing.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So I enjoyed this one. And obviously, we are really getting down toward the end of The Good Place. Are y'all excited? We're excited. So we hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.